It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Joining us now on the Drive, Hop Monk Brouhaha, brought to you in part by Willoughby's in Santa Rosa. quickly tell us about it, because this place is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Mark Carpenter goes there all the time.
I love it. I think their crew there is so fantastic, and they have all the beers you're looking for, you know. If they're able to get it, they've got it. And I go mainly to the one in Petaluma because it's near where I live. Mm-hmm. But the one here in Santa Rosa is just a dream. I mean, they've got a bar, they got food, they got beer, yeah. They got beer on tap.
And these guys know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, they really do. Yeah. I've been in there trying to pick up a couple beers, and they've said, oh, why don't you try this? And we're getting a lot of good feedback, and they're good people to talk to in there.
Mm-hmm. And the Santa Rosa one has this full-on tasting room that has a license for doing tastings as well. So they have a big whiskey tasting actually tomorrow that we're going to give away a pair of tickets to. It's $55 otherwise
a
ticket.
Kidding.
And it's like this really like high-end like spectrum of beautiful whiskeys. Please get a ride. I'll interject that in there.
Take the train, people.
Yeah. Take the train. Take a Uber. Take a piggyback. Whatever it takes. Just don't drive after doing a whiskey tasting. But that's going to be really fun. So they're right downtown. And like almost every day they have some kind of tasting. Tuesdays they have tacos. Saturdays they're doing bands. They had a champagne tasting that one time. It was like all growers' champagnes. It was $5 to go and taste. Mm-hmm. And if you buy a bottle, they give you back your $5 towards the bottle. Isn't that cool?
It is.
And they're doing tastings in Petaluma now.
Are they?
They are. I saw the sign every Friday afternoon.
Well. I think you and I are going to have to meet over there one day.
Yeah.
But we're going to do a meet and greet there one day when things calm down after the summer. So
very good.
Yeah, Mark and I will go down there, and we might even guest bartend.
All right. Joining us here, of course, Mark Carpenter and her Linda. Also, Peter, the owner of Stumptown. They're doing the 16th.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Annual Russian River Beer and Rib Revival Cook-Off. It's this Saturday. What are the times again?
The event is from 1 till 5.
Okay. Under the bridge in Monterio.
Under the bridge in Monterio.
That's very cool. Joining us in this crowded big studio, cool studio that we got, is the lovely and talented Natalie Chilurzo, co-owner with her husband, Vinny, of Russian River Brewing. Great to see you, dear.
Thanks for having me back.
Tell everyone what you did today, which is why you're so dressed up. You always look great. But
thanks. Well,
today,
normally lately I've been wearing a bright orange construction t-shirt and work pants. But today I'm wearing a suit. I was the keynote speaker at the CFO of the Year Awards put on by the North Bay Business Journal.
Yeah.
But actually I just dressed up for you tonight.
Thank you. You're so lovely. This beer... And from Russian River, I mean, it's about time somebody did this. It's called It Takes a Lot of Great Beer to Make Great Wine, which I said earlier, every winemaker who's come in here in 10 years has somehow mentioned that.
Yeah. So this is a beer we make every year. Vinny and I both come from the wine industry.
That's right.
Anybody in the wine industry knows that all during harvest, the best thing to drink after a long day of picking grapes and crushing grapes is a cold beer. And so we make this beer every year.
Six beers.
Six. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
I worked in the industry.
A minimum of one cold beer. So this beer changes up a little bit every year, but it's always very low alcohol. It goes back and forth between a lager and an ale. This year, it's about 4.5% alcohol. It's a session pale ale. It's not overly hoppy. It's really kind of reminiscent of like our Odd Blonde. It's really very nice, refreshing.
That's low alcohol.
Very low alcohol. Yeah. So you can have more than one, maybe six if you want.
Yeah. Well, JC would have more than six if it was 10% alcohol.
Well, we have that too.
Yeah. Yes,
so
do.
We like to share this beer with many of our winery friends in the area, and they always look forward to it, and they ask us about it year after year. And
that's so
we're
cool.
It's out. It's available in the bottle and on draft at the pub right now, and come and enjoy it on a hot day.
Russian River on 4th Street. Mark, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think this is part of that category of beers that I think are overlooked. That pale ales. People either seem to want very light beers or the very, very hoppy ones. And I think there's such fabulous pale ales out there that have lots of subtle flavors and just beautiful aromas and lighter in alcohol. So I think this is a fabulous beer.
It's super refreshing. It's like it pairs so well with this barbecue, too, with a little bit of the spice and the fat of the pork belly as well. And then you also brought another treat of a beer that's only like only released for a few weeks of the year.
Yeah, we release this beer about once every 12 to 24 months. So mm-hmm. This is our spontaneously fermented beer. It's called.
What the hell does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, we have a lot of winemakers in the area that know what that means. A lot of wineries do natural fermentation, and so this is our naturally fermented beer. So we put
it spontaneous.
But don't put it
spontaneous.
With the
rub. We just let it do its thing. We don't add any Saccharomyces to the beer.
Okay, gotcha.
We put it into a large, wide flat tank called a cool ship, or also known as a horny tank. We let the beer set overnight.
I don't think we can say that on the radio.
I'm sorry. I was not fully prepped before I arrived.
We have. You can rub it.
We're drinking horny beer.
We let it set overnight, and we just kind of allow all of the whatever ambient yeasts that are in the barrel room collect in the beer. We rack it into barrels the next day, and off it goes. And it's a really beautiful beer. It's very tart. I'm not sure. You might actually like it.
I know you don't like
sour beers, but
no.
It's...
But, yeah, tart I can handle. It's total sour
this
I
is,
have
this
a problem
is
with.
Very balanced, and this is actually Vinny's favorite batch that we've ever made.
Really?
Which is a very bold statement. It's not something
he
ever says.
That's a big statement.
That's a huge statement.
Also available at the pub for a limited time right now.
And you only leave in the cool ship overnight.
Just
then,
overnight.
And then into the barrels.
Correct.
All right.
So you're going to have a cool ship at the new brewery and like a few of them? Or how
we're going to have
big
one big, beautiful cool ship on the east side of the brewery that's on the – when you drive by in the future, you will see this big stone element on the east side of the brewery, and that is where the cool ship is housed. And we're very excited. We're taking this cool ship and spontaneous fermentation to a whole new level.
And if anyone in the front office is listening, she's saying ship. Not cool.
Ship.
You know what I'm saying. It's cool ship with a P. Wow. Okay. Now, again, the California Craft Beer Summit and Beer Festival is in September, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. I believe this is the fourth annual California Craft Beer Summit. I'm still on the board of directors for the CCBA. This is the fourth year that we're hosting this wonderful annual event. It's a great opportunity for consumers to come to Sacramento for a couple of days. You get to hear brewers speak about their businesses or things in the trades. They get to go to an expo hall, and it's like a trade show where they can go and see what kind of things brewers are most interested in for our industry. And then we finish it with this amazing beer festival right on the steps of the Capitol. It's 170 participating breweries, and it's just the scene and the vibe is really incredible.
So much fun.
Yeah, I go every year. I help get the festival off the ground or the whole event, and it's just so exciting to see how far it's come in just a few short years.
And more people come from around the world. We had a big group from China. You know, Michelle Wang mm-hmm. was out here. That went to that. But also they do, which I really love, they do demonstrations with, like, food pairing and cooking with beer and food pairing. They get great keynote speakers like, you know, Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada, who's going to be on the show the 30th, I might add,
yes.
In studio.
I heard. I think he's staying at our house.
Oh, there's going to be some serious cooking in Vinny's new kitchen. Huh? Who's the keynote speaker this year?
I was just looking at the speakers. I think it might be Greg Cook from Stone.
Yes, it is, actually.
What is Stone?
Stone Brewing Company out of San Diego.
Oh,
but they have a new one in Napa now too. Mm-hmm. So he's in the area now. So yeah, it's really fun. So like anybody can come to the trade show. I mean, there's people there from like all walks of life wanting to learn, you know, more about. They do like a sour seminar. Mm-hmm. They'll do like a talk about, you know, different hops, and there's insurance there. You know, things if you're starting a brewery, all the things you need if you're looking at starting a brewery, equipment. And, you know, insurance people, and then seminars and expertise. I bet they're going to get Mark to speak one day.
You know, we did speak there a couple of years ago.
You?
You know I avoid these things.
Fritz did, right.
Yeah. I was with Fritz.
And, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I must have had a few beers.
How is Fritz Maytag, the founder of Anchor in San Francisco?
You know, I saw him a little while ago, and I think he's doing very well, thank you. He's an incredible guy, and he's always working on just a whole bunch of stuff. A couple of years ago, he was growing about a quarter acre of wheat because he just wanted to see what it was like to grow his own wheat and turn it into bread and harvest it and do the whole thing. He's just a renaissance guy. He's always got a zillion things going.
Yeah, and he's part of the infamous Maytag family.
He is. Yes, he is.
Where they had the loneliest repair guy in the world.
That's it. That's it. His father was the last Maytag to run the company.
Really?
And then they went public and they have professional management. Yeah, but he's part of that family.
You need to have him on, too, one day.
Natalie, can you and maybe Vinny come back before the September gig? The California Craft Beer Summit and Beer Festival, just to remind everybody?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Why don't I come and crash Ken's show?
Sure.
Sure.
There you go. No problem.
Yeah, anytime. You know, I live here, so that's why I'm such a regular. That's why I'm on the show all the time.
We are going to give away some tickets to the beer festival today.
Yes.
Another
and
reason
what
why
about
Natalie's
the whiskey
here.
Thing at
and we're
going to
give away some whiskey tickets also for that. But we're going to give a pair of tickets for the beer festival, which doesn't include the whole summit, but it's the largest beer festival in California, and it's right on the Capitol. It's amazing. And then we're going to do a giveaway on the Brouhaha Facebook page. We'll have a link on there on the Drive with Steve Jackson and over to the Brouhaha page. And I'm going to have a trivia question on there about this show today and about the summit. And then we'll give away tickets on that as well. And that will be for the whole VIP summit, festival, seminars, 3 days of just getting your brain full of everything about beer.
Coming up this Saturday, excuse me, it is the Russian River Beer and Rib Revival Cook-Off under the bridge in Monterio. Peter from Stumptown is here, and J.C. Pfluger, my former roommate and dear friend for many years, who worked for years on the Fox. R.I.P.
And
Fox.
And split rent with you.
Yes. Yeah, you, me, and what's his name with the dog, Pooper?
Hojo.
Hojo. Howard Johnson, who also worked here, yeah. And that damn dog, Pooper.
I know.
They gave him the right name, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Pooper and Richie were always at the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I was doing morning radio down the hall on KLCQ here. I had to get up at like 4 in the morning, and you guys would be partying till noon when I came back for lunch.
And Nemo was the guy that would like help you get into the door because, you know, we were all partying.
Whatever happened
like, what
to Nemo?
He's up in Fort Bragg as a crab fisherman now.
Oh, good for him.
I know. Go figure. Yeah. He's got a kid. He's doing good.
Okay. J. Christopher Company, explain the whole deal. It's been, what, 3 years already?
Back in 2015, I became legal.
Illegal?
I'm just going to let that one hang.
Okay. So you don't need to rub it anymore. You don't need to rub.
Explain what
Sorry.
It is you do.
I make spice rubs. And I started this project about a little over 10 years ago.
Mm.
And the reason I started this project is because when you go to get some type of barbecue spice or some type of rub that is, you know, the rub my butt or somebody's some funky looking meat type of seasoning, they start off on the ingredients list with salt or sugar. Mm-hmm. And I got tired of eating a salt lick. Just couldn't take it anymore. And so I'm like, screw this. I'm going to go and make my own stuff. And I began the process. And luckily, I live over in the West End. So we had the Friday night bocce's all the time. And mm-hmm. I bring down my little 8th baggies of spice rub for people to try out something new.
Hey, man. Want to buy some rub?
Check it out.
Hey, you're going to give away some tickets as a sponsor of the Russian River Beer and Rib Revival, right?
Correct.
Like you and Peter are going to give away some VIP tickets? Those are worth like $150, aren't
they? I've got a pair of VIP and general admission, and I believe Peter was going to give another GA ticket.
Yeah, I have two tickets but to give away also. But it's awesome that JC is doing this because in addition to being just our major sponsor, which makes a big difference to the event, just giving away the tickets, I'm sure he's got plenty of friends nipping at his heels right now asking for tickets. And so it's pretty nice of him. It's very generous.
Those baggies.
Yeah.
Well, I just happened to look at the clock, and it's 5:58, which means we're screwed. We got to do traffic, and then You know what we're going to have to do is give away all this stuff tomorrow. No, we can't do it tomorrow. We're live.
Actually, we can because I'm going to bring the tickets out to Stumptown, and they can pick them up on their way into the event on Saturday or tomorrow.
Okay, so just go to the event, right?
Stumptown or the event.
Okay. It's Saturday under the bridge in Monterey. Okay. I've got 3 seconds. Thanks to everyone. I would love to reiterate who's all here, but I can't.
Thank you.
We're slaves to the cheers. Clock. Thanks, everybody. And Natalie, we'll
Thanks.
See you soon.
All right.
And Peter, great job. And my former roommate, good job, too.
Thank you.
All right. Want dirt.
And I don't have to cook dinner tonight. We've got the chicken.
You got pork belly and chicken.
Oh, God, it smells good.
All right, get out of here.
All right, yeah, we have to. Have a great night.